Shalom, saints. God bless you once again. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Shall we turn our Bibles to the book of Luke, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 6, verse 22. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 6, verse 22. We are still on our thoughts, seeking spiritual blessings. Let's hear the word of the Lord. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast you out for your name as evil, for the Son of Man's sake. Let's take note of that. For the Son of Man's sake. Verse 23. Rejoice ye in that day, and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. For in the like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. For in like manner did their fathers unto the prophet. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of the word. Amen. My brothers and sisters, have you ever been rejected by your family, by your friends, by the church that you once belonged to? Amen. I want to tell you that I was once a victim of this rejection. Well, I was born and bred as a Catholic, and it reached a point in my life when I found out that I wasn't getting the full spiritual blessings that I needed in the Catholic Church. So, through the invitation of a friend, I joined one of the Pentecostal churches. And I became so zealous, won so many of my friends and few of my family members to that church. But it came a time that I needed to go to the countryside to do my national service as a sixth former. And then I found the message of the hour. Now, when I came back and started telling my friends about my newfound faith, they totally rejected me. They were saying that, oh, they now realize that, oh, this time I've been possessed. And that was my end. My family didn't have anything to do with me. They said, oh, Lawrence, you were such a zealous person. You were able to win so many of your friends to the Pentecostal. And what is this newfound faith that you are talking about? Well, they totally rejected me. But I knew that I have found the blessings of God. Amen. Now, rejection is actually a blessing unto us if it is for the sake of the Son of Man. Because the real eternal blessings are not in this world. They are in the next world. Like we've been talking about, this world has a short-term blessings, and which are not very nearly very, very important. Amen. Now, we read from Luke Gospel, and he said, the last verse emphasized the fact that when we survive outside the church, as outside our denominations, outside our traditions, then we will be able to survive with Christ. Because the Bible says, what? Rejoice in that day and live for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. For in the like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. So it means that our Pentecostal fathers were also rejected likewise, for their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So we can say that we can survive outside the church, but we will not be able to survive outside Christ. We need to what? Be grounded in the Lord Jesus Christ. When we are kicked out of our denominations, out of our religious systems, then what happens? We actually get closer and closer to Jesus Christ. Why? Because as we get closer to Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ is the Word revealed. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is the Word revealed unto us this day. So when we are rejected by denomination because they don't have anything to do with the Word, they don't want to be blessed by the Word, then we become so much closer and closer to the Lord Jesus. Because even Jesus Christ himself has been kicked out of the church in the last church age. We are in the last of the church ages, Laodicean church age. The Bible says that what? Christ, Jesus Christ is outside the church. Amen. In Revelation chapter 3 verse 14, the Bible says, and unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, this thing says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Jesus Christ is outside their tradition, outside their denominations, outside their religious cycles, because they have rejected you, because you have separated yourself unto the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In Revelation chapter 3 verse 20, the Bible says that what? Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is entreating us that when we open the door of our heart unto him, he's going to come. He's going to make our heart his dwelling place. More so, Jesus Christ is looking for individuals that he will fill with his spirit, that they will enjoy spiritual blessing. Jesus is not looking for denominations. He's outside their denominational systems. He's outside knocking and hoping that whoever will open the door for him, he will come in. Hallelujah. He will come in and sup with him. Amen. Hallelujah. In Revelation chapter 3, where we have read that the main issue of this end time, brothers and sisters, is that we need to be overcomers. Amen. Why? Because there is so much error which is opposing the truth. Amen. When we are blessed spiritually because of our faith is anchored in Christ, who is the chief cornerstone of our faith. Our faith is not anchored in no other man. Our faith is anchored in the Lord Jesus Christ. The last church age boasts of so many magnificent church building. They boast of miracles. They boast of politics in the church. When you look at the church system, the word, the denominational system, they boast of so many. But the Lord Jesus Christ saying that he is outside. He is standing at the door and he's knocking. They have thrown him out. Brothers and sisters, the Lord Jesus Christ is not in such places. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ is seeking individuals. He's seeking those who will open their heart. He's seeking those who have been rejected of the system. Then he's willing to come and abode with him and make him and make the heart his abode. Let us be mindful of the fact that we are in the last of the ages, and there is bound to be denomination. People are being denominated. The word of God is being rejected. People don't want to be blessed. People don't want to hold on to the truth. Brothers and sisters, I want to assure you that rejection always comes when we are kicked out for the sake of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. When it is not by our own cause, but for the sake of the gospel. When your friends, when people that you once worked with, they are no longer holding on to the truth, and you are the only one who is holding on to the truth, then you become rejected, and Christ's blessings become part and parcel of your life. You now enjoy the real spiritual blessings in your life. So my brothers and sisters, let us count it all joy and rejoice in that day when we and live for joy, for our reward is great in heaven. Amen. For the Bible says, for in like manner they did their fathers and also unto the prophet. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate from you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast you out, and cast out your name as evil, for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice, for you begin to earn the blessings of the Lord Jesus Christ. Shalom. Thank you, my brothers and sisters. Go today in this strength. Whatever aspect of your life that you have been rejected spiritually, whatever it is that is pressing you down as a rejection, accept the fact that you are enjoying the blessings of God. If only you are holding on, it's for the cause of the Son of Man. May the Lord bless us and add his blessing upon us today. Shalom and God bless.